Dr. Seward's diary, kept in phonograph. 25th of May. Ebb tide and appetite today. Can't eat, can't rest, so diary instead. Since my rebuff of yesterday, I have a sort of empty feeling. Nothing in the world seems of sufficient importance to be worth the doing. As I knew that the only cure for this sort of thing was work, I went down amongst the patients. I picked out one who has afforded me a study of much interest. He's so quaint that I'm determined to understand him as well as I can. Today I seem to get nearer than ever before to the heart of his mystery. I questioned him more fully than I had ever done, with a view to making myself master of the facts of his hallucination. In my manner of doing it there was, I now see, something of cruelty. I seem to wish to keep him to the point of his madness, a thing which I avoid with the patience as I would the mouth of hell. Memorandum, under what circumstances would I not avoid the pit of hell? Omnia Romae venaliasunt. Hell has its price. Wise words. If there be anything behind this instinct, it will be valuable to trace it afterwards accurately. So I'd better commence to do so. Therefore, R. M. Renfield, aged 59, sanguine temperament, great physical strength, morbidly excitable, periods of gloom ending in some fixed idea which I can't make out. I presume that the sanguine temperament itself and the disturbing influence end in a mentally accomplished finish. A possibly dangerous man, probably dangerous if unselfish. In selfish men, caution is as secure an armor for their foes as for themselves. What I think of on this point is, when self is the fixed point, the centripetal force is balanced with the centrifugal. When duty, the cause and so on, is the fixed point, the latter force is paramount, and only accident or a series of accidents can balance it. Letter. Quincy P. Morris to the Honorable Arthur Homewood, 25th of May. My dear Art, we've told yarns by the campfire in the prairies, and dressed one another's wounds after trying a landing at the Marquesas, and drunk healths on the shore of Titicaca. There are more yarns to be told, and other wounds to be healed, and another health to be drunk. Won't you let this be at my campfire tomorrow night? I have no hesitation in asking you, as I know a certain lady is engaged to a certain dinner party, and that you are free. There will only be one other, our old pal at the Courier, Jack Seward. He's coming too, and we both want to mingle our weeps over the wine cup and to drink a health with all our hearts to the happiest man in all the wide world, who has won the noblest heart that God has made and the best worth winning. We promise you a hearty welcome and a loving greeting and a health as true as your own right hand. We shall both swear to leave you at home if you drink too deep a certain pair of eyes. Come. Yours as ever and always, Quincy P. Morris. Telegram from Arthur Homewood to Quincy P. Morris, 26th of May. Count me in every time. I bear messages which will make both your ears tingle. Art.